In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I thank the kids for their beautiful, beautiful words this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Aline left me with several scripture passages, several verses to choose from when the day came and I was to speak. She had Psalm 121. She had a passage from the Epistle of James. She had a little bit from Revelation. But listed first was this verse: rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And that verse not only touched Aline's heart and meant something to her, it also was something of a mirror, and it reveals much about her. To rejoice in the Lord always. It's one thing to rejoice when life's good, when the flowers are blooming, when everyone's healthy, when life's at peace, when you're in the parade. Of course you rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord. That's easy. But that's not quite the same thing as rejoicing in the Lord always. To rejoice even when things aren't going well. To rejoice when old man Parkinson's and all his cousins come. To rejoice in the face of illness, not only your own, but in the people you love. To rejoice during moments of fear. To rejoice even when confronting death. How does one rejoice at the bedside of Frank? Or again, at the bedside of Bob some 30 years later? How do you rejoice then? And then how do you rejoice when illness starts to gnaw at the life of our Aline herself and eventually comes to the day of her departure? What then? Well, the light that illumines what Aline knew so deeply is in the phrase, rejoice in the Lord always. And it's not just in the always, but it's in the middle of that phrase, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. When we face illness and fear and even death, which we all will, we rejoice not in the illness or the fear, but that the Lord, who is greater than any of these, will have the last word. We rejoice because God is on her side and God is on our side. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world in order that we might have life, that we might thrive, to use the word, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that even when death in this world comes, we know that death does not have the final say. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, accepted death in the flesh in order to conquer it, in order to end it, in order to squash it into nothingness and make for all humanity a path to eternal life. And in Jesus Christ, as we heard in his own words today from the gospel, the day comes when the dead, when those who are in the graves will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. And according to Jesus, that day has already arrived for Aline. Aline is already hearing, or maybe even better put, has already heard the voice of the Lord, and having heard, she lives. Having heard, she lives. Jesus Christ makes it possible to rejoice even in the face of death because Jesus Christ is life. Jesus Christ says, this is not the end. Life will reign. And Aline knew this. She experienced victory even in the face of the death of two husbands and now experiences that life in the face of her death firsthand. In Jesus Christ, life wins. And so we, with Aline, rejoice in the Lord always. But we don't rejoice in her death, by no means. We first and foremost rejoice in how we live. Anyone who knew Aline knew she loves God. We know she loves God through her prayer. We know she loves God through her love of Scripture. We know she loves God in her face during worship. If you ever saw her during church services or heard her voice singing, and yes, the education of tomorrow's leaders by starting a Sunday school in this church. But for me, one of the most beautiful moments seeing Aline's love for God used to come on Pascha night. In the Orthodox tradition, our Easter resurrection service is a midnight service. It starts at 11:30 at night and runs about 3 hours long, concludes about 2:30 in the morning with a feast. Beginning on Good Friday, there's a ceremonial tomb. It's actually that piece of furniture right there is brought out into the middle of the church to represent Christ's tomb, and it's surrounded by flowers. And volunteers read scripture at the tomb from Holy Friday services through the night, Friday night, and all day Saturday until the beginning of the Easter service. We read first from Psalms and then from the book of Acts. And Aline used to take the shift for the 90 minutes immediately before the Pascha midnight service. She had that shift many, many years in a row. And so as priest, I get here early, partly because I have a few things to do, partly because I'm just excited to get here early. And so I'd come into church, and here's Aline, pitch dark save for one candle, flowers smelling beautiful, and steadily reading from the book of Acts. And if you've ever heard Aline read out loud, it wasn't just reading, it was savoring. Every word dripped with beauty and love, cherishing each one. And often I would just stop and I would listen to her voice. It was addicting. It got to the point where when I'd read Acts at home, I would hear her voice reading it because of how many times I had heard her read it in church. And it was wonderful and it was beautiful. And it was a mirror of her soul. And I don't know if anybody else knows this, but I liked it so much that I once asked her for a pretty big favor. I asked her if she could record herself reading the entire book of Acts for me. And she did. So I have on something that you youngins won't know. It's called a cassette. Of Aline reading the entire book of Acts. And it's a present to your family. You can make copies. Someone might be able to put it on digital, I hope, so you can actually listen to it. Her voice, her love, her face, candle lit, beautiful flowers, ready for the resurrection of the Lord, allowed Aline and those who heard her to rejoice in the Lord always. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Aline's love for people as well. The Apostle John says, "How can you say you love God if you don't love your neighbor?" If the way Aline's face lit up when speaking of her children or her grandchildren weren't enough, and not to mention mapping where everybody was all around the world all the time, her dedication to the lives and education of children in the schools for some 33 odd years speaks volumes. I mean, with Aline, the children in her care were her joy because she always saw God in their faces. Everyone, even on those difficult days. Aline taught school 33 years, the same number of years the Son of God walked this earth. Coincidence or providence? And I think there's a parallel there, as Aline was one who could bring the joy of the Lord to every one of those kids on any day, no matter what kind of day they were having. Do you want to visualize Aline's love for students? I can't help but notice, and some of you know this, some of you may not, this past week in the Clayton School District, we lost two students to an automobile accident. The same week that we lost a teacher of the year from the Clayton School District. And last night I was talking to Karen, and she brought up that parallel, that intersection of her mom, lifelong Clayton teacher, and then these two kids in the same week. And Karen said the first thing she did when she heard about the deaths of these two students was say a prayer to mom. Take care of those two. Take care of those two. When those kids get to the pearly gates that Doug mentioned, they're going to have their teacher with them. Maybe not physical teacher from the same generation, But where God is and time is mingled, they're going to have Librarian Aline to hold their hands and say, I'm here with you. And indeed, these two Clayton students somehow have Teacher of the Year waiting for them on the other side. That's the Aline I know. Rejoice in the Lord always. It doesn't matter what life gives you. We rejoice in the Lord always. Aline left me with several Bible verses to choose from when today came, and it was time for me to speak. At the top of the list was a verse that not only touched Aline's heart, but like a mirror, reveals everything about her. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Amen.